For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Well, greetings. This is day four in this seven-day series. And my name is Steve Clark. On the 21st, I introduced the topic for this week, which is overcoming the world. And we looked at several verses in Revelation. They were promises to the overcomer. On the 22nd, we saw how being born of God affects overcoming the world. And yesterday, we talked about what it means to overcome the world. It was part one. Today, we're going to do part two. We talked about what the world is, the systems of the world. And I mentioned 14 different systems, the political system, monetary system, medical system, insurance system, religious system, educational system, value system, judicial system, entertainment system, fashion system, sensual system, communication system, transportation system, and belief system. Those 14 systems, I briefly went over, expounded on them a little bit. God does not love man's systems and commands us not to love them either. He says, love not the world, neither be love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And so he tells us not to love the world. He also says to not be conformed to the world. He also tells us that we're not to be spotted by the world or to be a friend of the world. And so what does it mean to overcome the world? Well, there are two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of this world and there's the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of this world is an enemy to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of this world, the ruler of the kingdom is Satan, the evil one, the deceiver. And the ruler of the kingdom of God is God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. So, again, what does it mean to overcome the world or the world systems, if you want to put it like that? Well, Jesus was hated by the religious system of the world. And this is just one example that I'm going to give you here. I mentioned that there's this religious system and that God does not love man's systems. Think about what you know about the Lord Jesus in his life as he walked in this earth and as he related to the Jewish, his own people, who rejected him. But think about the religious system, the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees and the lawyers and the rulers of the Jews. They, as we know, eventually put him to death. But it was the religious system of the world, or it was a religious system that they had there that was standing in the way of them believing in Christ. They were connected to this religious system, and it wasn't of God. Jesus was always confronting that system. He didn't conform to their system. They had their system all in place. They had all their ducks in a row, everything that, you know, you could do this and you could do that and you couldn't do this and you couldn't do that. And they had all of that. But Jesus was always confronting that system, constantly doing that, healing people on the Sabbath day, his disciples plucking corn on the Sabbath and eating it. Often it had to do with their laws, with the Sabbath. and he told them that they were hypocrites and whitewashed sepulchers. When he rose Lazarus from the dead, that was Martha and Mary's brother, the Jews or the religious system also wanted to put Lazarus to death because many people believed in Jesus because of Lazarus' resurrection. This religious system hated Christ, and this religious system was the powerhouse, or it was the thing that motivated these men to put Jesus to death in this whole religious system. And we have our religious systems today. We have them very strongly, some in the Anabaptist circles. We have our religious systems that it's not really necessarily according to what the Bible says in some ways. Maybe it's taken from some things that the Bible says, but there's not a real clear understanding there. Just like some of the things that the Jews, they took from about the Sabbath, but they had their own rules, their own laws, and the things that they were, that were very important to them and not necessarily important to God. And that's why Jesus was confronting that system. So that's just one example of Jesus confronting this, a system that he lived among. So what does it mean to overcome the world or the world system? Well, we as Christians should have a biblical view of these systems. We should know them. We should see the difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world. We should not be deceived by the deceiver. In Revelation 12:9, it says, it tells of his different names, Lucifer and deceiver and all these. But it says there in Revelation 12:9, it says, he deceiveth the whole world. The worldly people are deceived by the deceiver, thinking that these systems are going to whatever. They're going to protect them. They're going to be all they need in life. They're going to watch over them. They're going to be their stability. These systems are going to be their help in all this, and even their salvation. But all these systems are a deception from the devil. We as Christians need to see these different systems of the world that I mentioned, and there's probably more. And we should not be conformed to these systems, like Romans 12 says. To overcome the world is not to be entertained by the world's entertainments, the entertainment system of the world. To overcome the world is not to be following the fads and the fashions of the world. To overcome the world is to not get involved in the politics of the world. We are called to be ambassadors for Christ, reconciling the world unto God through Jesus Christ. And what does an ambassador do? If he's an ambassador for the United States and he lives in Ghana, West Africa, he doesn't vote in the political system there in Ghana. He's an ambassador. He's representing the United States. He doesn't have any political power or anything like that. He's just representing his own country. And we as Christians should be representing the kingdom of Christ. And we shouldn't be involved in the politics and the things that the world does. And so to overcome the world is to not get involved in the politics of the world. To overcome the world is not to be living to get rich, the monetary system of the world. To overcome the world is to have a different belief system concerning our spouse, concerning divorce and remarriage, concerning the way we raise our children, and concerning how we take care of our old people, and not just putting them in some home or something. We should have a different view as a kingdom Christian. So that, I think I'm going to conclude with that for today. We've looked at what it means to overcome the world. And I know it's just kind of brief, but let your mind think about these things. Think about these different systems of the world or the kingdom of this world and how we as Christians should be different than them. We should not be conformed to those systems. We should be overcomers. There's a verse in 2 Timothy says, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, but that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." We should be soldiers for Jesus Christ and not entangling ourselves with the affairs of this life or with the systems of this life. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in. And Lord willing, we'll continue our topic of overcoming the world tomorrow.